Plugged In is a show that helps to build and inspire our youth. This show highlights and finds solutions to the difficulties that teens and young adults face today. We will open the eyes of our youth and show them that the world is waiting for them to explore it. Make sure that you are plugged in as we work together to find solutions to empower ourselves. The error of youth is to believe that intelligence is a substitute for experience, while the error of age is to believe experience is a substitute for intelligence. Ernest Hemingway quotes. Get plugged in with Chelsea Francois every first and second Wednesday of each month here on the Freedom Train. Hey, Janae.
Hey, how you doing, girl?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm excited to have you on the show because it seems like I've been trying to get you on the show for like ever, and you live up the road, and I don't know why it was so hard.
I know. I thank you for this opportunity. I really do.
Well, no, I thank you for coming on the show, and I just want to speak to you about, you know, obviously Girls to Divas, and mainly how you got to that point of having, well, being an entrepreneur, of like how you got to the point of building your team and just the things that you had to go through to get Girls to Divas where it is today. So, which clearly my first question would be, when did you first realize you wanted to be a mentor, entrepreneur, you know, just to come up with Girls to Divas? And what is Girls to Divas, for those who don't know?
Okay, so what brought about Girls to Divas? I'm from Liberty City, which is in Miami, and, you know, being in Miami, you see it all. But I was blessed, and I had the opportunity to see another side, and I had individuals and places that helped me stay grounded and helped me get focused and get to where I am today. So for me, I don't remember how long ago it was, but I know I was pretty young, and I had the opportunity to be a choreographer, because, you know, I dance, be a choreographer for a summer program at Girl Power, which is in Miami. And it's a mentoring program for girls. And I wasn't a part of the program when I was a teenager, but I was able to give back maybe my senior year of high school going into freshman year of college. Like, I went down there for the summer and I would volunteer. And while doing that, I realized at that point how important it was for us as women to give back to our girls. And just give back, period, no matter where you are in life, you always have something or some nugget that you can drop and give to someone else. So it was that experience that kind of started it all. But then coming to FAMU and changing my major from food science to social work, I was introduced to the world of social work and its purpose. And that helped me bring about Girls to Divas. And then, too, just understanding what's going on in the world, how our girls are impacted on a daily, how I'm impacted even as an adult who says that she makes her own decisions in life and so on and so forth. And just seeing the need for mentors, I decided to start Girls to Divas Mentoring Program. Now, what is Girls to Divas Mentoring Program? Girls to Divas Mentoring Program Incorporated is a 501c3 nonprofit organization here in Tallahassee. Divas is actually an acronym that stands for Driven, Initiative, Virtuous, Astounding, and Successful. And our mission is to help the next generation of young women discover their purpose in life, reinvent their self-esteem, and develop life, social, leadership, communication, entrepreneur, college, and job skills so that they can be self-sufficient. Because our girls need to understand that they have to be able to thrive in this world. Life is not easy. And I feel like a lot of times, or most of the times, we're we grow up and we just think that, you know, things just are going to get easier and better for us when we turn 18. Everybody just can't wait to turn 18, but life gets real at 18, if not before. So that's why we're just here to help.
And I completely agree with everything you said, because I always say that what we're not taught in high school is, like, how to dress for an interview, like, how do I answer questions in an interview, how do I network, like, how do I market, how do I do these different things to become a business leader. But I feel like we're just taught the very basics to pass by in life, you know. So that's why I always that's why mentoring programs like that are important, because it's not always taught, you know, in school, how you should dress for an interview and different things that you should different ways to network, you know, marketing, and those different things aren't normally taught in public school. So having a mentor program that can answer all of your questions, or when you can't talk to mom or dad or your older sister about something, to have a mentor, I think, is always important. I feel like it's needed for a sound mind and in your growth.
Exactly. And if I have a minute, I wanted to discuss the components of the organization.
Of course.
Okay. So we're comprised of seven components. We call it the seven components of transformation. And when we start the program with the girls, the first transformation or component we go through is finding your inner diva. And that's all about getting to know yourself, getting to know who you are. We're actually starting back up our program this month. On the 17th of September, we'll be having our first workshop, and Ms. Rashida Marshall will be coming through doing a activity with the girls where everyone will be given a mirror, and they'll be tasked with looking in the mirror and saying who it is that they are, like, what do they see when they look in the mirror, outside of how their hair looks, outside of, you know, the blush they have on their cheeks, lipstick, whatever, but looking beyond that. And from previous times doing it, and from doing it myself, it's very hard for girls to identify what they see, who they see in the mirror. So we'll be doing that with the girls, and I'll be doing the vision board project with the girls. So that's the first component, finding your inner diva. And then the second component is when you know better, you do better, and Joseph and Patrick were speaking a lot about that a few minutes ago. When you know better, you do better, and that kind of goes over all types of education, from academics to just communicating. When you know better, you do better. If you don't know better, then you can't do better. We can't expect our girls, our youth, period, mm-hmm. to do better if they don't know better, if they don't have an example, if they don't have someone in their household who's doing better. And even if they are doing better, maybe they are just a little bit too busy with what's going on with them in their world, that they don't have the time that they need to show their girl or their youth how to do better. So when you know better, you do better. That's the whole point of that second component. The third component is I'll give myself away, and that's through community involvement. And I actually took that from a song, and I don't remember the artist's name, and I'm not about to embarrass myself and sing, but, you know, I give myself away so you can use me. So that's our community involvement component. I give myself away. And the next one is embracing our civic duty and our civic responsibility. So with this component, we really haven't touched on, but I would like to touch more on this component this fall, where we invite people from the community, where we invite officers to have conversations with our youth and know what their rights are, to know what's right from wrong, what they can do and what they cannot do, just so that they can be informed citizens and embrace that. Our fifth component is expressive divas, and that's through dance, step, act, and sing. And we really haven't brushed on this one either, but I really want us to this fall. And that's so that the girls can express themselves through the arts. For me, when I was a youth, my escape from the world, my escape from everything that was going on, my escape from my mother being abused, my escape from my dad not being around because he was incarcerated during that time, my escape was dance. And I feel like all of our youth need an escape. So that's why we have expressive divas. The sixth one is divas make the world go round, and that's international and globalization awareness, just so they can know not only what's going on in their backyard, but what's going on around the world and how it affects them. And the last component, which is the most important component along the first component, is moving from me to we, and that's our sisterhood component. Mm-hmm. And only thing our girls see right now when it comes to sisterhood is what they see on TV. And if that's what they believe sisterhood to be, then they have it all confused. Sisterhood right now, if you turn on TV, oh, you got your girlfriends, y'all link up, have brunch, you know, do your thing. But at some point, there will be some type of argument. There will be some type of wine being thrown or whatever the case may be. Fighting and arguing, yelling and belittling each other and cursing each other out, calling each other names and things of that sort. And that's not what a sisterhood is. So moving from me to we is our sisterhood component, the best component of our transformation.
And how did you come up with all of these? Because I think they're all great and all necessary, of course, but how did you come up with each name and what they'll do?
So for the most part, I came up with it, the components of transformation from my teachings that I learned later in life and I continue to learn from, and from just what's going on in the world, what's going on in our community, what I see as a need to be. We did some needs assessments to find out what our needs are for this community. So that's how I ended up coming with the components of transformation.
Okay, and what are some of the most surprising things you've learned in creating the process?
The most surprising things?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just keep it 100. I honestly didn't think it would be that difficult to serve our youth, to help. I didn't, like, if you're trying to help somebody, it shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah.
And that was the surprise for me. But, you know, the great thing is it doesn't matter. I'm not about numbers. If I can, mm-hmm. if Girls for Divas can impact one life, then I'm good, because that's one more person who's on the right track, one more person who knows mm-hmm. where she's going, who's motivated, who's focused.
And it's never really one life, because that one girl whose heart you touch, she can touch maybe 10 girls, and those 10 girls may touch another 10 girls each. And, you know, and it's just a growing effect, because you wanted to start an mentoring program because you were a part of one that opened your eyes to something greater. So,
right.
And then, you know, with numbers is you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink, you know. So, like,
right.
you can give people the resources, but if they choose not to take what you're giving, then there's only so much you can do. But it's the fact that you're taking the time out and the effort to give those resources is what
right,
matters.
Right, right, right. And, I mean, another thing that was surprising to me along with that, what I just said, is that our girls, it's not like they don't believe in themselves. It's mm-hmm. not any of those things. They just need someone to listen to them. They just need someone to talk to them. And that yeah. was the surprise for me, because before I started it, it was kind of like, can you do this?
yeah.
Are you able to do this? But it was surprising that our girls were so receptive, that they are willing and ready. They just need someone to take them by the hand.
And this that made me think of, because right before this show, you touched on that Joseph and Patrick were talking. There was one thing that Patrick said. He said the community is so desperate for positive images. And that kind of touched me. That, you know, that kind of hit home for me, because I do see that because I was at this dinner once, and I saw this mother ask a dude that she just met to be a mentor to her son. And then I was like, wait, but we both just met him together. Like, what are you asking him right now? Like, you don't even know him. You don't know what his morals and values are. And I feel like it's because some people in Tallahassee especially don't know what's going on in the community, don't know what's happening. Because Mr. Ward was saying how you don't know that there's people trying to change the community because you're not one of the ones doing it. And it's just,
right.
it's annoying to say, you know, like that. Some people just are quick to critique versus help.
You're right.
And that's why when mentoring programs like this come around, you just have to grab at it. Because I was a part of a mentoring program, ironically, it was called Divas when I was in middle school. And I'd never seen or heard anything like it until I was in it. And every Monday, I believe it was, she would just listen to what we had to say. It was no set topic that we had to talk about. Like, we would just go around and everyone respected each other and we spoke. And that hour is needed to know that my voice is heard. I have a voice,
right,
and someone cares about what I have to say.
Right. And that's so important that we give our girls the opportunity and the platform just to talk. We call it pillow talking, Girls to Divas.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit down and relax and just talk about how they feel, their emotions, because there's so many of our youth that don't have the opportunity to have their voice,
mm-hmm,
heard. I know my own sibling, she right now, this very moment, feels like she doesn't have a voice. And
mm-hmm,
I try to give her the opportunity to just talk, to just say what's on her mind. But those who are maybe her guardians or whoever it is that she wants to express her feelings to, she doesn't feel like her feelings matter. So we have to, you know, with that, tell our girls that, hey, how you feel matters, you know. You are important.
And I think those talks are what help us to better express ourselves. So that, you know,
definitely,
how it's always like, oh, girls are just crazy, women are crazy, and they're always yelling. And I feel like it's because once you let certain things just boil up, you can get mad over someone accidentally stepping on your shoe because you never spoke about what hurt you like 3 years ago. So
right,
you're going to get all riled up because you let all of that build up and you let all that just become a bigger volcano, and then it just erupts, and then you just can't control it because you should have handled it when it was a lot smaller.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the problem with a lot of people, specifically our Black families. We have all these secrets, and no one has the opportunity to express how they feel, and then when they do, they explode.
Yeah, and it's just too much. And which leads me to ask you, what experiences would you say affected the person that you are today the most?
I'll start with, I don't say what I say to brag or boast. I just say what I say to inspire and pray that it inspires somebody. Because everybody has a story, and I just want that to be known. I understand that everybody has a story, but I have chosen to use my story to inspire others. So, I mean, for me, just growing up at such a young age and being introduced, unfortunately, to so many things in life, which included mental abuse, physical abuse, seeing my mother go through what she went through when it came to men, seeing what my dad went through when it came to drugs and being in and out of prison, that was a trigger. I was diagnosed with discoid lupus in the eighth grade, and with having lupus, for me, it appeared on my face and my arms. So I broke out, and it was the joke of the school, you know, is your boyfriend hitting on you and things of that sort. So that forced me to cover my arms and wear long-sleeve shirts on the hottest day in Miami. And Miami gets hot, you know, because I didn't want anyone talking about me, and it was playing on my self-esteem, and I felt like I needed to wear makeup to cover it up because I didn't want anyone talking about me and bringing me down any further. It was that trigger that made me realize who I am and helped me boost my self-esteem because, hey, this is something I have no control of. You can only control what you have control of. And what my mother did, what my dad did, and what he went through, and my lupus, I had no control of. So all those were triggers, and it kind of made me the woman who I am, even to this present day, what I see my siblings go through. I have two brothers, and unfortunately, you know, they are those kids that have been left behind in the school system, You know, they have been retained so many times, and it's just unfortunate that they don't have the support that they need. They are the triggers that keep me inspired, that keep me going and keep me present in where I am today.
And, okay, with all that you said, being that you've had different experiences, if you could give someone one piece of advice, what would it be and why?
One piece of advice. One piece. I would say, Well, this is a quote I just recently came up with. I've turned into a person that make up quotes. I don't know where it came from, but that's just where I am right now. And it is, you become your best self when you face your reality. And I feel like everyone, not just our youth, but any and everyone, you become your best self when you face your reality. Face what it is that, where you are in your life right now. Face what it is that you're going through right now. Face whatever it is and then move forward. Don't look to others and what they have going on, because you don't know their story. You don't know where they came from, how they got there. But face your reality and move forward and press forward. And, of course, trust in God that he'll see you through that.
And I think that's a great piece of advice to you. Well, your quote you said you made, you said you become your best self when you face your reality. Because,
right.
Because I also grew up in Miami, but I would never tell anyone that I was one thing, I don't know why, now looking back, I don't know why I was ashamed of it, but I would never tell anyone that I was born in Haiti, because they'd be like, they talk about, where were you born? I'd be like, oh, I was born here. No one, I'm lying. But then I thought it was because, I think it's because when I would say I was, when I would tell someone, it would be like, because of you're ignorant, you're in elementary school, you're in middle school, you're like, oh, so she dirty, you know, like, you know, all the bad stereotypes of Haiti come up. She does voodoo, all these different things. So I just started to lie about it. I started to lie about who I was and where I was from. And so, and I didn't feel free until I was like, man, I was born in Haiti. Like, what's up? Like, what you gonna do? Like, there's nothing me or you can do to change that. It's part of who I am. So that, I think, is a great piece of advice, because I wasted so much time and energy just lying, like, wasted sins, I see it. Like, I was like, I didn't have to lie about that. But, you know, being young, you just want to fit in. You just want to be like everyone else, which I now don't understand, because I just try to be different now. I'm going to cut off all my hair. I'm going to do different things so I don't look like everyone else. So, you know, you just evolve and change with time.
Exactly. And, I mean, like I said, that quote is for anyone, because even still to this day, this quote isn't just for others. A lot of what I say out of my mouth is a reflection of what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's like a reality check sometimes. It's like, Janae, who are you trying to be? Just be you and face your reality. This is where you are in life, and you need to move forward. So, I mean, as far as you, I mean, you are beautiful. Shout out to those Haitians, you know.
Shout out
to Haitians. I think it's very ignorant. It's very ignorant that society places all of these feelings on you that you feel like you can't be yourself. So that's what it's all about, man. You just have to be yourself.
And speaking of society, what would you say is society's biggest struggle today, and what would your solution be for that problem?
Society's biggest struggle. I mean, we have so many struggles. Goodness. Our biggest struggle. I mean, back to what we were saying, just knowing who you are, that's our struggle. We don't know who we are.
Yeah.
We don't know who we are as a people, blacks, whoever. We don't know who we are as an individual, as a woman. We don't know what a woman is supposed to be, because we don't have the best examples in front of us constantly, consistently, as Patrick was saying earlier. We don't have that in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't even know how we're supposed to be. So
I feel like it'll forever be in a never ending cycle, because in that same show, the previous show, Joseph was saying that that someone was saying that our generation is just entitled and all that other stuff, and then he was like, well, what did your generation do to change that? And I feel like that's why the cycle can possibly never be broken, just like the cycle of racism. There's always at least one racist who's teaching their children that, and they're going to teach their children that. And that's why these cycles are, and these chains are so hard to break, because it's always the one person that doesn't seek knowledge and want to be ignorant, and then they just spread that same ignorance around. And I think that's what our biggest struggle is not knowing, and then spreading our not knowingness. Like, you ever see someone give a fact that they think is a fact, but then in your mind you're like, you just sound so dumb right now. And you can just imagine how many people they told before you and that actually believed that certain fact, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, I think that's what our biggest struggle is, and I don't know how to solve that problem, and if I did, I would. So I think it's just, you know, getting as much knowledge as you can out there.
Right, right. I mean, you have to find knowledge on your own. You have to ask. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are afraid to just ask for help. And, you know, we can know something if we just ask, but for whatever reason, personal reason, whatever societal reasons, we don't ask for help. But, I mean, I really don't know what it takes to solve. I'm just trying to play my part in this whole puzzle. I want to break my own cycle in my family. That's why I go so hard. And I know a lot of us share the same kind of cycles. So we just have to take it one day at a time and know that it can break and be pessimistic about it. Know that we can all take our lives to the next level, but we can't give up. I feel like a lot of our society, our elders, have given up on us.
Yeah.
So if we instill that hope and that belief that we can get to that next level, I definitely feel like we can break these cycles, even if it takes forever. But as long as we're making those strides forward, I think that's all that really matters, and that one person is changing how they think and how they see the world.
But I think the hardest thing to do is to ask for help, and I think that's what another issue is like, for me to say help me takes a lot of, it makes people feel smaller to say, I can't do this by myself, I need help, which is another problem. It's like, we shouldn't be afraid to ask for help, but I think we are, because even myself sometimes, it's just, you're just so prideful and just so independent, quote unquote, which is, we shouldn't be. We should know that we need each other, but it's just when you're prideful and independent and used to doing things on your own, it's like a single mother. You're not used to always asking for help. So when you really do need help, it's hard for you to ask for help. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Part of that is how others see us. So. We know that this person has the information that we need, but we're concerned about how they see us.
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem, too. I'm sorry. Continue what you were saying.
I think, but fear is another thing. It's like, it's just, the list goes on and on. It's like, and one of my mentors, and her name's Audrey Ori, which I think I talk about her every show, but she always says we have to stop being afraid of fear. If that made any sense, but she's always saying that we can't let fear hold us back or failure, because everyone who's successful, she says, has to at least fail once or twice to get to where they are. It's never a straight path or road to success. Like, you're going to have people laugh at you. You're going to have people say it's not going to work. You're always going to have that, but that's because naturally, for lack of a better term, there's haters. Naturally, there's people that's not going to agree with what you have to say. But the point is that you said what you have to say.
Right, right. Well, I agree with your mentor. You can't be fearful, and that's what holds all of us back. That's what holds me back still to this day. It's fear, and once you overcome that fear, you can see that you can conquer any and everything if you just put your mind to it.
Fear is everyone's kryptonite.
Yes, it is. Girl.
Like, everyone's scared of something. Whether it be failure or success, people are scared.
Right.
And so, what are some future projects, and how can we stay in touch with you to keep up with them?
Future projects. Well, right now, all I ask of Tallahassee to do is, you know, just show your girl some love, show her some support. Just help me. Just help Girl to Divas be the change you wish to see. And I know that's cliche, but, you know, a lot of people say they're for it, but they can't do nothing or something as simple as sharing a post, but they can share some foolishness. So just be about what you're talking about. I mean, just be about it. Yeah. Just don't walk the walk. Or talk to talk, however the saying goes. just help Girl to Divas. And by helping, that sharing what we post on social media, that's liking our page, that's mentoring our girls. If you are in Tallahassee area and you have the time, which I feel like we all have the time. So
yeah,
I won't
of
even
course.
Get into that. But if you have the time, and you're seriously passionate about helping a girl take her life to the next level, we need you. It's not a want. It's not a resume builder. Mm-hmm. It's not any of those things. These are girls who really need our help, who really need our guidance, who really just need us to listen to them. So if there are any women out there in Tallahassee, Florida, we would love to have you. And if there are any girls in middle school or high school that needs a mentor, Girl to Divas open our arms to you. We don't have any type of requirements outside of you being in middle school or high school. There's no GPA requirement. Only thing we ask is that you want to grow, you want to learn, you want to be here. If you want those things, then we can work with you. We're willing to work with you. And like they were saying in the previous show, you have to. We need mentors who are committed. So if you don't have the time, so you think, then that's fine. Girls to Divas isn't for you. But we're really trying to make a change in these girls' lives. We take out the time to, but before we pair our girls with their mentor, we take out the time to find out what their goals are in life, and we pair them up from there. And through that mentorship, it's expected of the mentor to talk about and have those discussions about what her goals are. So that's what I need right now from Tallahassee, Florida. Please visit www.girls2divas.org. This is a free program for girls, and that's where we are right now. We're trying to get started in 2 weeks. Is it 2 weeks? Yeah. We're trying to get started. That's where we need girls, we need mentors, and that's where we are. That's our project, to get this engine running again in a few weeks so that we can impact these girls, so that they can impact society and just make a difference.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure most older ladies will say, if it's always like, if I knew then what I know now. So it's like, why not teach someone now, you know? So I think if you're interested, definitely hit Janae up. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank Girl City was Board of Directors. I thank Pastor Price, who is the pastor of Philadelphia Primitive Baptist Church. We're actually housed at Philadelphia Primitive Baptist. I thank Joseph Ward. I thank Patrick. I can't remember his last name. I thank you, Chelsea, and I thank the Freedom Train for this opportunity. And continue to inspire and educate our people. We need it.
Thank you. Okay, always remember that you will become successful, you are intelligent, and you will rise above. Thank you for listening to Plugged In with Chelsea Francois.